What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before we get back into the domestic politics, I just got an email from somebody who's up in our old stomping ground, Seattle, Washington. And apparently that naval base across the Puget Sound from Seattle just dumped 4,000 gallons of raw sewage into the inlet. And he says, this is the second time now. I think the Navy's anthem should be "There I Did It Again" by Britney Spears instead of "Anchors Away." Yeah, that happens. We actually had an Aegis-class ship run up. Basically, it missed the channel coming into Pearl. This happened about 4 years ago. And it ran onto the reef. And the only way they could get it off the reef was to literally dump all the holding tanks for all the heads on the ship. And it just created a heck of a mess. And Hawaii tried to sue the Navy for the environmental damage because we have very strict environmental laws out here. I don't recall that the Navy ever really did much of anything about it. All right. The other day we were talking about this story where President Donald Trump issued an order for Jared Kushner to be given a security clearance, and that this ruffled the feathers of some of the White House staff, like then Chief of Staff John Kelly, White House Counsel Don McGahn. And I said I wasn't sure if the president actually does have that authority. As it turns out, yes, he does. He has the legal authority to grant clearances, so he was within his rights and authority, both for Jared Kushner, and apparently now he wants one for Ivanka Trump. I can't imagine why. I mean, I'm not dissing Ivanka Trump, but she's not taking part in the government as far as I know. All righty. Somebody just sent me this cartoon. Here we go. Hillary Clinton clarifies, says she was misunderstood when she said she wasn't running. When a Clinton speaks, their words have an expiration date. This one was 24 hours. Well, I prefer my little egg timer instead. But yeah, that is just so weird. Okay. And I want to do this little flashback story because in this era of rampant corruption, it's important that we keep looking at what was going on. Early in the Hillary Clinton email case, the Department of Justice reached a decision that would basically impact the FBI's investigation into Clinton's use of a private email server. The Department of Justice, under then Attorney General Loretta Lynch, decided to set an unusually high threshold for prosecuting Clinton, basically ensuring from the outset she would not be charged. In order for Clinton to be prosecuted, the Department of Justice required the FBI to establish evidence of intent, even though Title 18 does not require this. So it was Loretta Lynch who basically rigged the investigation so that Hillary could skate free. But of course, she's never been charged. She's never had her day in court. At some point, she could still find herself standing before a judge. I don't know what the statute of limitations is for Title 18 felony violations, but I imagine it's probably not short here. All right, let's talk about the economic news. There's a lot going on here. And as you know, we're going back and forth with tariffs, China, and you know, everybody's out there saying pro and con. But tariffs are just another form of tax. And like any tax, the increase in cost to a tariffed product gets passed on to the consumer. And it is amazing how many people think that this trade war with China is costing China. It doesn't. Just last year, Americans spent $1.4 billion per month on trade war taxes. That's how much it's costing us. $1.4 billion a month, every month, last year. It's you who pay for the tariffs, not the Chinese here. over at Whole Foods, which is now owned by Amazon, as you know, there was a big stink, public pressure, and talking about the pay of the warehouse workers. Amazon enacted a $15 minimum wage for all its employees as of the 1st of last November, including workers at grocery chain Whole Foods, which it purchased in 2017. All Whole Foods employees paid less than $15 an hour saw their wages increase to at least that, with all other team members receiving a $1 an hour wage increase and team leaders receiving a $2 an hour increase. But since the wage increase, Whole Food employees are saying their hours are being cut back to the point where it negates the wage gains. Now, why this is very angering to me is these employees are being paid the money, but are being told to do less work, which means if we go into a Whole Foods, the service isn't going to be as good. It's not going to be as clean. I think this was just a bad, bad move. And it's another abuse, excess of corporate greed. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Italy is now planning to formally back China's multi-trillion dollar Belt and Road Initiative. It would become the first G7 nation to join the project, which promises to significantly boost global trade. And Rome is preparing to sign a memorandum of understanding to officially support the project championed by Chinese President Xi Jinping by the end of March. And of course, that's raising eyebrows in Washington, because that Road and Belt Initiative, it's going to make it much cheaper, much faster, much easier for goods grown and manufactured in Asia to reach the European markets. And the U.S. is looking at those European markets and getting a little bit of nervous. Down on the border, remember about a month ago, there was this New York Times editorial that said, there is no emergency at the border. Really, it's, you're just being silly. Well, that was then, this is now. And the New York Times now concedes the border is at a breaking point. Remember, as Trump gave a State of the Union speech last month, the Times branded the president a liar over his claim there is an urgent national crisis at our border. Times said this is false, using a non sequitur about individuals attempting to cross the border, while admitting at the bottom of the fact check that a record number of families have tried to cross the border in recent months. And there are a lot of people, and nobody really knows how many there are. The U.S. Border Patrol apprehended more than 66,000 migrants at the southern border just in February. 66,000 just for the month that we just got out of, the highest total for a single month in almost a decade. The majority of those arrested were migrant families or children traveling alone or without a parent, according to figures released Tuesday by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Now, many of the migrants say they're fleeing criminal gangs and poverty in Central America to seek asylum in the United States. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Layla in Canada. Layla, aloha. I haven't heard from you in a while. What's on your mind?
I haven't been listening to your show, so I hope I'm not repeating anything that's been said before. I've been doing a lot of research, and I've come to realize that what I suspected is accurate. There is no such thing as a Jewish ethnicity.
Yes.
It was a pejorative that was created in Europe. And a lot of people, and also the three dominant Jewish religions of today, especially Chabad, were all created in the extremist ghettos where they were always self-segregated because they considered themselves superior to everyone else and
yes.
having a direct line to the one supreme God. Unfortunately, I have listened to some recordings of some of the lessons that they give in teaching Hebrew. The Hebrew that they teach is not even a legitimate language. It was also a fabricated synthesis. And they're even daring to call it biblical Hebrew. But there's just an arrogance, a supreme arrogance, a presumption of entitlement to the planet that is utterly terrifying. If the U.S. wants to survive, then the Americans who are still capable of doing so must do everything in their power to destroy Israel, to bring it down, because it is a threat not only to the U.S. and all Western civilizations, it is a threat to the planet. It is a threat to the concept of human dignity and anything that we value as representing humane and compassionate behavior. As for the migrants from the South, I mean, that's another topic. But I think a little more leniency there might be good, because many of them realize that they have, that much of their countries have been destroyed by Israeli agitation and instigation and by Israeli arms sales. They may, in fact, become good allies. Just a suggestion. So I will leave that to you to follow up on.
All right. Well, I'll take a look at that. But you're absolutely right. In fact, there was another scientific paper released only recently, basically saying there is no such thing as a Jewish gene. Judaism is a religion, and there is no Jewish gene, just like there's no Muslim gene and there's no Christian gene. Everybody who is Jewish converted from other religions. You have the Ashkenazis, who are descendants from Central Asian Khazars. You have the Sephardic, who are a blend between Hebrew and Berber. Must have been an interesting proposal on that one. And some of the others. But there is no Jewish ethnicity. It's a religion.
There never was. There never was. It's all what they did. And in fact, now that I've been reading the original documents in Aramaic and in Hebrew, they never talk about Jews. They talk about Yahudim and about the Aramit, when we're talking about the area that they claim as having been the land of the Jews, where they are historically connected to, and therefore it's their entitlement because God promised it to them. And this deed was created in the great bureaucracy up in the heavens. That absurdity, today's Americans need to look at the ignorance of the evangelical Christians, because they are the ones. And right now, they've got all sorts of websites and efforts to try, and they're terrified because a lot of evangelicals are beginning to see what Israel really is. And they're beginning to feel shame and sympathy with those people who are being abused by the most arrogant and cruel means. So they're terrified. And what they're doing is, whereas in the past they ridiculed Jesus and his mother, and the Jewish texts of Europe used to refer to her as a harlot. Now suddenly, you know, Jesus was a wonderful Jew. Jesus was a Jew. They're building up. Basically, Israel is making itself a money-making Disneyland theme park, while that finances their military acquisition of all the valuable resources of this planet. Everyone that claims to be a Jew is absolutely a fraud, because they are either, it's 2,000 years later. They may be Jews in the modern sense, but we have to draw very clear distinctions with modern so-called Jews and the ancient peoples who were actually, there was a prophet, and he's mentioned in the Quran, there was a prophet named Hud. Yah is a way of saying, referring to a particular group. So Yahud, Yahudim is the plural in the ancient Hebrew. And in the Aramaic, the which I now discover is language that my ancestry spoke, it ends in the suffixes is where you can tell the difference in the name and the way the words are converted, because case and gender and all of those are depend on this construction of the words. But now that I unfortunately, like a fool, I initially relied on the English translations. Now that I have taken advantage of what I learned from my parents and have studied the alphabet, which is actually quite simple. If you look at the original documents, they always refer to them as Yahudim or Arami. And there are so many. There are dozens of groups, and none of them were distinct ethnic groups. All of these nomadic groups were basically pastoralists that were related to settled communities throughout Syria and Syria. That's a disgrace what's happening in Syria. I mean, the fact that we've tolerated it, and this fool Trump, I'm sorry, I cannot think of a more debased form of human life than this man who lived off the criminal money of the Zionist organizations in New York and lied to everybody and became president. I don't think he is necessarily a better choice than Hillary Clinton. As much as I detested her and still do detest her and consider her a lowlife, I don't think Trump is any better.
Trump has been certainly a major disappointment, and I think he's a one-term president. And now, of course, we have Hillary saying that she's not going to run, and then she is going to run. And apparently she's waiting for the Mueller report for her final decision. The information we're getting leaked out is the Mueller report isn't going to contain much of anything. They're not going to be able to impeach him. It's amazing how rancorous politics has become in this country, and they're not even trying to hide it from the public anymore.
And that's the key thing, Mike. It's no longer being hidden. It's actually, if you go back, Benjamin Franklin was an absolutely corrupt man. He was sexually promiscuous. He neglected his family. He used to copulate with women in France to get the money in order to finance the revolution. He completely, until he got so old that he needed his daughter, but he was close with his illegitimate son. The things that, you know, that he said are horrible. And then we go back to the comment made by Thomas Jefferson. We hold that all men are created equal. There is no more absurd comment that I can imagine. Yes. Now, when that came out of the English Enlightenment, they were referring to their own kind. They were the people who were deprived by the so-called nobles and elite. And so they were not talking about the whole planet because they didn't really have a concept. All the other people were inferior, especially in British eyes. Remember, everybody was either wogs or polywogs or whatever they called them. They had a name for everybody that made them subhuman. But the British Enlightenment that Jefferson was quoting, that all men are created equal, that came out of a concept of they are my neighbors, they are like me, so they are the same skin color as me, they are my religion, my language, we should all be equal in that sense. Meanwhile, he owned slaves and had children by a slave, as we all now recognize.
Yeah, but Layla, you know, back then when he was alive, that was considered acceptable behavior, and we have to be very careful. It's too easy to get into the habit of judging people who lived way in the past by our own standards today, and it's really not fair.
But by the time of Thomas Jefferson and the concept of the Enlightenment, to say all men are created equal, and then to own human beings like cattle, that is not unfair, because a person who says that while living the opposite, it should not be revered. I mean, I used to be one of those who utterly revered the founding fathers. I thought they were, because they were portrayed as such idealistic and wonderful men who lived by such high norms and were such intellectuals. Well, the reality is very far from it. And the few presidents who were actually ethical were murdered.
Yeah, you're right about that. Anyway, Layla, thank you for the call. We got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back with more news.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And just doing some research on email. We seem to be having a lot of problems with email getting to Southern California, pretty much anywhere else. And we're getting this strange error message that I've never seen before. So if there's an email expert out there, you can call into the show here. Recipient address rejected. User unknown in virtual alias table. I've been working with email for a very long time. I've never seen that one before. So once again, the engineers have changed something, and we're all scrambling to catch up. All right, let's take a phone call. Nick, retired Delta pilot, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I've been working on this TWA 800 thing for 20-some-odd years, and I filed a petition with the NTSB. I've uncovered 21 new pieces of evidence, basically confirming that it was a U.S. Navy missile shot from a submarine called the Seawolf off Long Island. I've got
yes.
the airspace and altitude reservation from the controlling agency, which handles the warning areas off Long Island. And one of the requirements that they want is the names and the individuals or corporations of the information that I have. And one of the things that I have is what was recorded. It's new. The NTSB record has been changed, which came from what really happened. And what I need is verification to send into them, because they're more concerned about dotting the I's and crossing all the T's as opposed to the information confirming that this was a military exercise and it was a errant missile that knocked down TWA 800.
So you're talking about that in the official wreckage, the notice, the NOTAM, the notice to airmen and mariners, has been changed or gone away?
Yes. There was a there's a controlling agency for the U.S. Navy called VA CAPES, which is which operates out of Oceana, Virginia, and they sent a reservation the night, well, one day before the July 17th, 1996 disaster. And it gives the altitudes, the longitude and latitude of the controlling airspace. I used to be a New York Center controller, and I know the area. It's called 105, Warning Area 105 and 106, Alpha and Bravo.
Which, yes.
on an aeronautical map, delineates the area that they use. And TWA 800 was in domestic airspace. They were only about 8 miles off the coast and of Long Island. And the warning area started 12 miles off the coast. So this missile that hit the airplane was in domestic airspace. And basically I go into that, and also the changing of the air data on the you know, on the aircraft itself, and also the flammability of they claim it was 50 gallons in a tank that holds 28,000 cubic feet of air, and 50 gallons is the amount that was in the residual fuel in the tank.
And, well, which tank are we talking about? Anyway, we're almost out of time here. Listen, would you shoot me an email saying exactly what it is that you need me to come up with you, because I need to get back to doing the radio show. I haven't actually looked at this stuff in so long, and it may take me a while to try and dig something out here.
What email address should I send it to?
Just the one that's at the top of the website, wrh@whatreallyhappened.com.
What is that again?
Whiskey Romeo Hotel at whatreallyhappened.com.
Okay. I'll send you what I have. And matter of fact, I'll send you a copy of the petition for reconsideration and modification that I sent to the NTSB. That they're disputing. They claim it was a center fuel tank. And as I said, I was an international captain, and I happened to retire 2 months prior to the disaster. And had I been 2 months younger, it conceivably could have been me, because I was flying out of Kennedy to Europe.
Okay, we got to take another break here for commercials, and I'm going to have to let you go. But just shoot me the email, and I'll try and come up with something to help you out, okay? So we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy, but I must admit lately I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take another phone call from Dan in Washington State. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking the call. I guess I kind of just want to disagree with the lady that called in about Jews not being a race or ethnicity. So I guess my question to you would be, how many generations, if different races intermix, it's kind of just an argument of how long it takes to become an ethnicity, because if they've had a tiny population, even though they had different roots, mixing with each other in a tiny little community, eventually they will become an ethnicity, I guess. It's kind of like Mexicans, you know. There's no Mexican ethnicity. It's either Spanish, usually, or Native American.
Native Americans, yeah. I think you just shot your own theory down. And again, if you look at all the world's Jewish people, there are so many different varieties of them. And it may be a good thing, because several years back, there was word that Israel was working to produce ethnically sensitive biological weapons that would kill everybody who didn't have the Jewish gene. But since it turned out there is no such thing, hopefully they have destroyed those weapons.
Yeah, I guess I wonder how long it takes before it becomes a new ethnicity. Like, eventually Mexicans would develop a Mexican gene. I don't know how long that takes, 1,000 years or 10,000 years?
I really don't know. In fact, you know, evolution tends to work the other way with more and more mixing. I mean, in order to create, let's look at dog breeding, okay? In order to create a new breed of dog, you first of all have to mix and match to get the characteristics that you want, and you can't allow any outside genes to come on in. And finally, I think you have to be able to have this new breed you've created survive for at least 3 generations with its genetic characteristics intact. And after that, you can go start the paperwork to say, I've developed a new breed of dog. So I think you would have to do pretty much the same thing with humans, where you'd be in strict control of who they're mating with in an effort to stabilize the genome rather than just let it run amok and with wild mixing.
Yeah, and didn't for many generations, weren't they doing that, though? Like, they would not breed out, or usually mate outside the Jewish faith, you know? They would kind of, like she would
say, you just hit the word.
Themselves.
You just hit the word. Okay, first of all, it was a problem when a Jewish man married outside the faith, but it was always acceptable for a Jewish woman to marry outside the faith because they were bringing more people into the religion. And as you said, it was a question of the faith, not of racial grouping. Although there was a lot of hostility between them. I remember when I was in my first marriage, and they were Ashkenazi, and they just hated all other kinds of Jewish people. And I never told them I was Sephardic. I let them go on thinking I was, you know, Hispanic.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks a lot, Dan. We're going to let you go and switch over to Terry in California. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, in response to that, retired Delta pilot called in about TWA 800.
Yes.
I was flying a pilot on a 747 when they came out with a resolution on that, and they said the center fuel tank got an arc from the fuel pumps, and it blew the airplane up in half. So the resolution was we couldn't put any fuel in the center tank, and we had to pull those circuit breakers on the center tank. And we knew, you know, this airplane's been flying for over 20 years before that, more than that. And we knew that was all hoax, that, you know, there wasn't anything to that. It just cut down on our range. But it was interest to me, that whole thing, because there was another pilot in my reserve squadron that was a passenger on that. He was a TWA pilot. It was pass riding home to his wife's home in Europe. But anyway, what was the big thing that stood out on that and also 9/11 was for every aircraft accident, the NTSB has jurisdiction. They go in, they rope off the crash site, or if it's in the water, they take charge of that. They're in charge. But in that case, in 9/11, the FBI was in charge. And I think with both of them, they said, told the NTSB to stay home, we'll take care of it. Now, that to me is suspicious, you know, in both cases. And I don't know what you think about that, but I'd like to hear it. And that's all I had, Mike, and I just want to, you know, hang up and let you talk. Bye.
Okay, well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. Yeah, anytime the FBI swoops on into anything, whether it's a plane crash or a shooting or a sinking or whatever, you have to ask yourself, what are they doing here? Because we now know that the FBI is not about investigations. They are basically the American version of the Gestapo to enforce the will of the rulers. And they have a long history of framing people. They were certainly doing a lot of that during COINTELPRO in the 1960s. They framed James Earl Ray for the assassination of Martin Luther King. It was the FBI that magically discovered Lee Harvey Oswald's palm print on a piece of that Mannlicher Carcano rifle that had already been dusted by the Dallas police without finding anything. So that's basically what these guys are up to. And when they come on in, it generally signals that there is something that needs to be covered up or spun or hidden from the American public. Now, as far as TWA 800 is concerned, my article on it is still linked up at the top gray box on the page. It's about the fourth row down, right in the middle. And like I said to the Delta pilot, I have not looked at that stuff in a very, very long time. But I remember going through it in one particular area, writing an article called The Magic Wing Box, which absolutely demolishes the official version of events for TWA 800. Anyway, getting on back to immigration and globalism, there's this illegal alien, Bahena Rivera. He's an illegal alien from Mexico, and he's charged with murdering 20-year-old college student Molly Tibbetts. And he's getting ready to go to trial, and he's now requesting that jury selection for the September trial be moved to a county in Iowa with a Hispanic majority population. I guess he thinks that if the jury are Hispanic, that it will lead to him getting off. I seriously don't think so. What he did was very, very brutal. All right. Fisher Sand and Gravel Company, their president and CEO, Tommy Fisher, has said the U.S. government is way overpaying for a border wall, and that for $4.31 billion, he can build the wall and incorporate paved roads and border technology plus a warranty. And so that's about half the $8 billion Trump wants to use. And we're talking about 234 miles of road for that price. And Fisher told the Washington Examiner, our whole point is to break through the government bureaucracy. If they do the small procurements as they are now, that's not going to cut it. Yeah, because they build a little section of fence, and the illegals just come around it. Then they'll build another section of fence, and by that time, the first one's falling apart. I still want to know what happened to that money that was voted through Congress and signed into law, I think it was back in 1996, to fund 700 miles of border construction, of which only 33 miles was completed. What happened there? Getting on over to Brexit, things are getting very intense there. The head of the German Federation of Industries has claimed the British are lost and has thrown doubt on Berlin's backing for a short Brexit extension, claiming that an economy can live better with bad conditions than with uncertainty. Everybody's tired of waiting. So Dieter Kempf, the chairman of the Bundesverband der Deutschen Industrie, said the 100,000 companies he represents and their 8 million employees have prepared for a no-deal scenario in March, not in May. They just want to move ahead and get it done with and deal with the aftermath here. Up in Oslo, Norway, survey up there is showing that 70% of violent crime in Oslo is being committed by the migrants. And apparently it's a huge, huge problem up there. So how's that open border thing working out for you? Back in Great Britain, a cross-party committee of members of parliaments has demanded, we demand, do you hear? We demand that Britain double the number of refugees imported directly from the third world and to expand the working rights of asylum seekers. Now, in a report published yesterday, the International Development Committee argued that both moves would see Britain set a good example policy-wise to governments in sub-Saharan Africa. And he's saying basically, Stephen Twigg, who's chairman of the committee, said it's important that Great Britain behaves at home as it is asking some of the world's poorest nations to do. Well, this is just more of pushing for that globalism. And with Brexit about to happen, I think Soros is really going to hit the gas pedal. And just, you know, we're seeing it at our southern border. They just cram, 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 get the refugees, get the illegal immigrants, destroy the national borders as quickly as we can. Macron is attacking Brexit, understandably. He's a globalist. And apparently he made a direct address to the over 500 million people who live in the European Union, calling on them to support his vision of a more centralized and powerful project, European Union, which he believes could even entice the United Kingdom into canceling Brexit. Talk about desperation on the cusp of madness. So they're coming up on elections there, and it's going to be all over the place. But I don't think the people of Europe want a strengthening of Brussels, because Brussels has been just ridiculous in the regulations they hand down. I mean, how food has to be stacked in the supermarket, things like that, things that local people should really decide for themselves. That's what gives local markets character. They decide for themselves how they're going to set it up. Brussels wants to turn the European Union into a single, static, everything looks the same. Okay. All right. Here in the United States, the government has been tracking the cause of deaths since 1999. And apparently, suicides, alcohol, and drug-related deaths have skyrocketed to record levels. And this is all being caused by feelings of hopelessness and despair. They're overwhelming many in the U.S., so much so that people are turning to alcohol, drugs, and suicide. And that tells you what's really going on in this country. Okay. Over in Canada, they're really getting into transgender extremism. You're going to like this one. There was a father in British Columbia, and he was concerned that his 13-year-old daughter had somehow decided she wanted to be a boy. And counselors at the school had encouraged the girl to start taking testosterone so she could begin to develop a more masculine appearance. Now, the father expressed concerns. Apparently, the mother was okay with it, although why they weren't both simply horrified is a mystery. We're talking a 13-year-old girl. But apparently, the Supreme Court of British Columbia stepped on in and issued a ruling in favor of the child and imposing restrictions on the parents. So we're losing our parenting rights over our own children in the name of transgenderism. Over in Birmingham, England, we talked about this a little while ago. They started a curriculum of LGBT lessons, and apparently they've had to cancel it because 600 students were pulled out of classes by furious parents. And again, why are we teaching these kids LGBT lifestyles? How is that going to get them a job? All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Mark in Montana. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Michael. Kind of wanted to talk about this India-Pakistan thing and how really sensitive and dangerous this is. I don't think it's getting enough coverage out there.
I would agree.
It's kind of it's kind of interesting. Right up the road, I got there's a little Quickie Mart type thing, and one half of it's a Quickie Mart, and the other half is a liquor store. And the liquor store is actually owned by the Muslim guy, and he sells liquor, which I'm sure his wife is not happy about. And the little Quickie Mart is owned by the Indian guy. And they get along fine. There's no tensions there. But I talked to them, and they're concerned. This has been going on for, 60 years, 70 years, something like that. They've been partitioned.
Oh, the hatred between the Muslims and the Hindus goes back centuries. And,
but Pakistan used to be part of India. I mean, I'm sure you're aware of that.
That's what Gandhi did. They got the British to leave. They because of the enmity between the Hindus and Muslims, they had to split India into two pieces, India as we know it today and Pakistan, and then ultimately Pakistan split in two again to give us Bangladesh.
Well, yes, and there's also that disputed area there, and that's what this whole thing is about. I can't even remember the name of it. I'm sorry, I'm having a brain fart. The area between India and Pakistan, which is the disputed area, neither of them seems to know whose it is, and they won't give them independence. And that's both my Hindu friend and the Hindu friend is actually a Catholic, but my Indian friend and my Muslim friend both say all they got to do is give that independence to that area and let them be self-governing, and it would solve the problem.
Yeah, it would solve the problem, but India does not want to allow the referendum. And, I mean, that could be where World War III really starts for real.
You know, and
because both India and Pakistan have nuclear weapons.
Right, and these guys were, you know, they were talking real serious that they were kind of scared for their families over there. I know the Pakis are really pounding India hard with artillery, and they killed some people, and they've done some damage. So they're pounding each other pretty hard. The problem is like you said, they've got nukes, and when you're dealing with the most, I believe India is still the most populous country on the face of the earth, that could be a lot of deaths.
I think it's the fifth most populous. Anyway, listen, we got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Excuse me there a second. We're talking about things that are out there in liberal la-la land. And tennis legend Martina Navratilova is being attacked for saying it's not fair for biologically female athletes to have to compete against biological males. And she's standing her ground. She's not backing down. She's been called a Nazi. And it really is just crazy out there. Over in Great Britain, they've set up their first transgender prison wing, which will be for men who identify as women. Apparently, they had some problems with biological men saying that they were women being put in the women's prison. And whoopsie, there were some assaults and attacks here. So now they've got a dedicated prison wing just for men who identify as women. Okay. Now, this is an important case. Over in Alabama, a court has become the first court in the nation to recognize an aborted baby as a person with rights. This was happening in Madison County. And the case basically involved that the father wanted the baby. I know that feeling. And he wanted to sue the women's center that performed the abortion, as well as the employees and the pharmaceutical company that made the medication used in the abortion. So on February 10th, 2017, against his wishes, the girlfriend of Ryan Magers aborted the baby they had conceived. In early February of this year, Magers filed suit. The suit states that the baby was aborted at 6 weeks in 2017. And so basically the court said that, yeah, an aborted baby is a human being with rights, and the father is the executor of its will, of its estate, which gives him standing to sue. Now, it's a little convoluted, but I think when it comes down to the question about whether a baby that survives an abortion is a person with rights, this is going to be cited as a precedent. Very interesting story that came on out of Aletho News. Apparently, they're still digging around this whole Skripal case. And apparently, there have been some leaks of information coming out from the hospital where the Skripals were treated. And the rumors are basically saying that they were actually poisoned by fentanyl. Now, was this a deliberate hit? Were they being killed in order to make them into anti-Russia migrants? Were they themselves indulging? But apparently, people are starting to talk. All right, we got to take a break here for station identification. We'll be right back.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.